Much attention has been paid to the achievement gap between black and white students, but over the last 40 years, that gap has narrowed substantially. Socioeconomic status is now the best predictor of academic achievement, and that's true in Pittsburgh, too. For the most part, the best performing schools in the district serve kids from families with higher incomes. But as part of our Life of Learning initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed begins a three-part series on one school that's beating the odds.
The story that the data show is pretty simple, says Sean Reardon, professor of poverty and inequality in education at Stanford University.
On average, schools and school districts that serve lots of high-income students have much higher average test scores than schools that serve lots of low-income students.
Reardon looked at 50 years of data from a dozen large studies, and he says though the gaps have always been big,
they've grown by about 40% if you compare kids born in, say, the mid-1970s to kids born in the mid-1990s.
In Pennsylvania, fourth graders from middle and upper-class families are more than twice as likely to score advanced or proficient on standardized reading tests. The reason is not because poor kids are performing worse, but because rich kids are performing so much better. Reardon writes that metaphorically, a dollar of income now buys more achievement than it did 40 years ago. And he says all parents are spending more time with and money on their kids.
So it's not that the poor are doing less, the poor are doing more than they used to, but the rich are doing much more than they used to.
Among Pittsburgh public schools, the pattern holds up. Take last year's Keystone and PSSA exams. Generally speaking, schools with a higher percentage of students considered by the district to be economically disadvantaged had lower scores. Schools with fewer disadvantaged kids had higher scores. There were exceptions, a few schools where more than three-quarters of the kids come from disadvantaged backgrounds, and yet some students were beating the district and sometimes even the state averages on standardized tests. One of those schools slowly emerging as an exception to the rule is Sunnyside Elementary, a pre-K through 8 school in Stanton Heights. Principal Laura Dady has been reading the announcements every morning for the past 12 years. Since she took the helm, students at Sunnyside have gradually been improving their test scores. Now, a quick note on the numbers. It's hard to make a direct comparison between the scores of 2003 and those of today because the state has changed which grades are tested and how. But since 2006, overall scores at Sunnyside have improved in both English, language arts, and math, and the greatest gains have been seen by students considered economically disadvantaged. But the story is actually more nuanced than that. Scores took a bit of a dive in 2007, the second year every student from third through eighth grade was tested. Here's Principal Dady.
That summer, I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, what are we doing wrong? Why aren't our test scores high? And I came in that August and I just said to the teacher, look, here it is. I'm sweating, you're sweating, the students aren't sweating. They need to sweat. We need to get them to sweat a little bit as well.
So teachers started making students keenly aware of their academic achievement, and not just in terms of the big picture of annual test results, but with individual assignments and minor milestones, things like spelling tests or how quickly they can read.
They need to understand this is what they're doing and why they're doing it. They need to buy into it. Mm-hmm. So they all track their own data. They track their achievement. They know what their fluency levels are.
Dady says it's working. When kids take ownership over their data, they feel empowered. They can see the difference that practice has on performance. One teacher likened it to athletes being able to track their stats. And like athletes, these kids are sweating too. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.